All right. We started the sugi yesterday of Yeshem the Mikra, Yeshem the Messiah, and we must continue upon that and get to the Taisusim, okay? Inside, in the Taisusim, make sure we understand. I want to begin today with Akasha from the Pnei Yeshua, and then we'll get to that actual line that he quotes from a Taisus. We had a machlaikis in the Gemara and a Brice of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim as to how many walls you need in a sukkah. The Chachamim, named as the Tanakama, we're saying, says you need two walls and a tefach. Reb Shimon begged to differ on Vav Amud Beis, and he said you need three and a tefach. Straight up machlaikis Tanakama and Reb Shimon. And the Gemara said it was based on four different permutations the Gemara had of Yeshem Lemikr, Yeshem Lemesorah, maybe also Schacha Boi Kra, maybe also Dorshin Tchilas. We had all those factors that we did in the Gemara yesterday. So I want to begin with the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha, he says, I don't understand why the Gemara can't just be very simple. Why can't the Gemara just come up with the following Hesper? You know, Reb Shimon requires four, it's chiseled down to three netefach. Let Reb Shimon aldiris keva. And the Chachamim that say three that's chiseled down to two in a tefach, let them hold diras eroi. Straight up. In fact, the Gemara has later on Zayin Amud Beis that Abaye listed off a list of all Tanoim that said that hold diras keva, and one of those was Rav Shimon. So let's get the Kasha down. Says the Pnei Yeshua, why does the Gemara have to go to all these different factors of Eishem L'Mesorah, Ein Dorshin Tchilis? What do you have to go? Schacha boy, craw. Just say poshut. Reb Shimon on Zion and Beis hold diras keva, like Abai said, and the Chum hold diras aroy, and there you have it. That's a Pnei Yeshua's kasha, very clear kasha, and the Gemara did not offer that hesber, as we saw yesterday. So he leaves it as a kasha. The Pnei Yeshua leaves this as a kasha. Comes along the Aruch Lanier, and the Aruch Lanier gives the following teretz. Let's get it down. The Aruch Lanier writes, in his opinion, he thinks it's not so poshut, because it's possible to say that if you're a diras eroi man, which we wanted to say according to the Pnei Yeshua, the Chum would say two in a tefach. If you're a diras eroi man, you know what you might hold? You know what your conclusion might be if you hold diras eroi? Maybe all I need is four kundisin. Maybe that's all I need. Kundisin we know is sticks, and all you need to do is drape schach over that. In other words, it's not precise. If you hold diras eroi, who says that means two and a tefach? I might come to the conclusion it might be kundisin. And likewise, halach lamaisa, if I hold that I require diras keva, how do you know diras keva requires four walls? Maybe diras keva, as Tosis will see today, it's possible, Tosis says later on in Daf Zayin, he doesn't particularly say this Nakuda today, but if Tosis says on Daf Zayin that what? What does Tosis say on Daf Zayin? Tosis says that even if old Adiris Keva, it might be enough to have two walls. So it's very, very, it oscillates. You follow me? It's not precise. It's not precise to say if I hold Adiris Keva, that automatically it's four, the three in a tefach. And if it's old Adiris Eroi, it's what? Two in a tefach. Says the Aruch Lanier, it's not true. If you hold Diris what? If you hold Diris Eroi, maybe all you need is four what? Maybe you need all is four Kundisin, four Umudim, and that would be enough. How do you know, Lomaisa, that would be two in a tefach? And so too, if you hold Reb Shimon, who holds Diris Keva, do you know Tosus has a line to say that maybe two in a tefach enough also fulfills a role of Keva, which B'li Neder will see today? So therefore, the Aruch Lanier answers the Pnei Yeshua's Kasa very, very well. And he writes, Bini, that Lamaisa, I want to go over it. The Pnei Yeshua asks, get it down, Ariel. Okay, we got a Pnei Yeshua asks, why didn't the Gemara just offer a very simple Hesber? And that is, Matthew, that Reb Shimon holds Diris Keva, which mandates four walls, chiseled down to three in a tefach, based on the Lach Lomash Mishinai, and a Chacham holds Diris Eroi, and therefore it's three chiseled down to two in a tefach. Just say that simply. That's a Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Answers the Aruch Lanier, Jacob, let's get it down. Answers the Aruch Lanier, you know what? The Teretz is like this. The Teretz is that When you say dearest keva, it's not considered to be what? It's not considered to be precise. When you say dearest aroy, it's not considered to be precise. When you hold dearest aroy akiva, you can say, I put up four poles and put schach on it. Doesn't necessarily mean two in a tefach. And so too, when you say dearest keva, maybe dearest keva, it's enough to have two in a tefach to fulfill the mandate of dearest keva. So that's the answer of the Aruch Lanier. It's not precise to say, if I hold dearest aroy, it'll plug into two in a tefach. If I hold dearest keva, it'll plug into three in a tefach. It's not so at all, says the Aruch Lanier. And therefore, the Gemara stayed away from it completely. Okay? That's the first chiddush I wanted to point out, according to what? According to the Aruch Lanier, the answer is the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Okay? Marty, you got it? Okay, that's the first nekuda. Second nekuda I want to get, is we left today, as I said, I leave it till today, and then we got to get weiter in the Tysis, is the first and third permutation, and the fourth permutation for that matter, did not bring up the notion of schacha boy crawl. And we asked yesterday, what do those other permutations hold about this concept of schacha boikra? Does the schach need a pasuk? So, Baruch Hashem, the Chiddushi Aran in Sanhedrin deals with this kasha in Dibur Maskev Rabbonon. And he writes as follows. He says that in his opinion, the Chachamim say schacha boikra. So let's plug it in. According to the Chiddushi Aran in Sanhedrin, the second permutation holds everyone holds Yesheim LeMikra, which means you have six. Sukkos is six. One is used to introduce, then you slice one down, one to use for schach, then you got three left, chiseled down to two and a tefach. That's the Chachamim's theory. So the Chiddushi Aran says, well, you know what, let's think about it. If you need a pasuk to tell me you need schach, and similarly need pasukim to tell me how many defunas you need, then the pasuk that tells me sukkos, the pasuk that tells me that's introduced, the mitzvah of sukkah, he says he doesn't understand. If you introduced the topic of sukkah, last time I checked, Jacob, can you have a sukkah without schach? No, you can't have sukkah without walls. So listen, you stand on your head like this. According to the Chum, you need one pasuk to introduce the topic of sukkah. Number one. Number two, I need one another pasuk for schach. And then the remaining ones I have for what? Three is for the walls. Chiseled down to two and a tefach. You know, guys, when I introduce the topic of sukkah, doesn't sukkah include walls and schach? Presumably it does. That's what the Chiddush Aran asks. And I want you to note this. You see from the Chiddush Aran's kasha, that's why the other Hasbeirim in the Gemara don't need a pasuk for schach. Because when you introduce what? When you introduce sukkah, included in that introduction is what? Is the notion of schach. Exactly, Yonatan. Like Rashi says twice on Beis Manav. What is the ikar part of a sukkah? The schach. So the Chiddush Aran asks, he says he doesn't understand. What is the sheet of schach aboy kra, according to the second permutation, that the chumim require a pasuk for schach? Why do you need a pasuk for schach? It's evident. So he says, listen to this. He says like this. He says that if you just had the word sukkos in one pasuk, you would sin under a sukkah with arba amudim without defunos at all. So you need the psukim to teach me what? To teach me walls, there's no doubt. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me schach? Why is there a need to have a pasuk to teach me schach? What's the answer? The answer is as follows. Because the bottom line is I don't. Included in the introduction in the midst of sukkah is what? Is schach with sukkah. What do I need a sukkah, the din of sukkah to teach me, of schach, is to teach me that schach cannot be made from what? Be made from metal. Schach cannot be made from something that's detached, from attached to the ground. Schach cannot be made something that is what? Mekabel tuma. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, that's what the halacha of what schach aboy kra is telling me. So that's what I want you to get that. The Ran brings out this chiddush. The chiddush of the Ran is that in essence you don't need a what? In essence you don't need a pasuk for schach. Because when you introduce the mitzvah of sukkah, including sukkah is what? Is schach. So then what does it mean schach aboy kra? It means to tell me the details. That what are the materials that are good for what? For sukkah. It cannot be made to asev lo min asui. The schach cannot be asui min asui. It also has to be made from kosher materials. And with all these halachas, it's got to be what? With all these halachas, it's got to be Halacha lemaisa, it's got to be what? It's got to be considered to be what ksheirim. So I'm saying from the what? You see from the Taisus Kasha, you see from Taisus Kasha that what? What do you see from Taisus from the Chisharan's Kasha? That really you don't need Tzchach. The introduction is what? What's the introduction? The introduction of Sukkah includes Tzchach. That's why all the prohibitions. I said, we'll wait till tomorrow. Till this, tomorrow is today. You got me? That's why Tzchacha lo boy kraw. Because when you introduce the mitzvah of Sukkah, included in that is Sukkah. The essence of a Sukkah is Tzchach. The Ron has to stand on his head and give a different terrace to tell me new halachas. What you can make the schach out of, you can't do tasa woman asui. Okay. But that's the second chiddush I wanted to bring out of the chiddush. The second chiddush is the chiddush Ron. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Ariel?
How do we see from the psukim all those extra laws about the schach?
They're halachas. It says there's got to be certain particulars. The Gemara has drushes. Psolus, Yagin, V'yikiv. But that's what it tells me, these halachas, lemais. It tells me the schach has to be done in a proper manner. The Gemara gives the makaris for it, but it fits in this notion of schach. But what I want to bring out is the premise of the kasha. That's why the other permutations don't worry about schach aboy krok. Okay, very good. And the last nakuda we got to get to before we get to the tais is just the ritva I wanted you to see, which will elaborate tomorrow, blinet on more. He actually says what I just said. He says, ein sukkah el al shem schach. Remember it says, Maram or Schacha boy Kra. The Ritva says, I'll read you his Lashon. The Ritva here says, Reb Shimon, Savar, Schacha lo boy Kra, Perish Tibhudich, Siv, Lugubi, Yesh, Meshmo, Mele, Chiv, Schach, the Losagi, Vlav, Achi, Vekula, Chara, Milsa. He says, that's the din. The Rabbanan requires Schacha boy Kra. That's fine. But according to Reb Shimon, we say not the way, because the Iker part of the Schach, the Iker part of the Sukkah is the Schach. So he actually points out what we just said. So that's the pshat halacha lemaisa. That's why I don't want you to be bothered by it. Oh, why do the other permutations not say schacha boy kra? Because as long as you introduce it, it's self-understood. And that's what the Ritva says. Schuch sukkas al shem schach. So why on earth would a chamim need to have a pasuk for schacha boy kra? That's why the Chidushiran stands on his head and gives his fancy terrors that Ariel says fits into those other halachas. Okay, let's now get to the toises, the mamask of Reb Shimon. Okay, let's get to the Taisus now, Dimash Reb Shimon. Avram, let's read the Taisus. Let's see the Taisus inside, guys. This is about the din of what? Yesh Mikra, Yeshem Mikra, Yeshem Mesorah. Come on, we have a lot to do. Let's see inside the Taisus. Go ahead, Avram. You start from Reb Shimon, Dimash Reb Shimon. Let's see inside, guys. Let's go. We want to get it? Go ahead.
Reb Shimon and Sabar, Yeshem Mikra, Yeshem holds that we do the Everybody agrees that normally your darshan is both your darshan maker and the
Kumasaurus. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu write it in such a way? Obviously to teach us something. Wasn't done for nothing. So you could darsh how it sounds in the Chumash, when it sounds when you lay in shul, and also how it sounds when you spell it. If you can darsh both, do both. So where is the Machloikis by Mar, by Aim Lamikriation, Lamsur
Ella?
Don, you with me? Let's get this. Look inside. They only argue when they contradict with each other. When they argue with each other. Go ahead. Damar Savar,
Mikra Iker. Damar Savar, Mesoris Iker. Kida Ashikhan, Rabbi Kiva, Barish, Sanhedrin. The Savar, Yeshema, Mikra.
I just have Mar Savar, Mikra Iker. You have both?
Yeah,
oh, yeah? I didn't have that. Where do you have that? In Nagos, Vitzionim? In Dalit, you mean?
Yeah.
It says, Mar Savar, Masoriker. Okay, very good. Excellent. He says, I'll pee the rush. Very good. Go ahead. So what do we got here? What do we have here? So right off the bat, we got to get every din. Let's make sure we get every din. And believe that, we'll speak about it more tomorrow, this din, the din of Revi Saddam, but I want you to just get the push-up shot. Rabbi Kivin Sanhedrin writes, if God forbid, you have a revis of dam from two corpses. What's the din? It's metame b'ohel. If there is a puddle of blood from two different corpses in the room, the blood produces tumah in the whole room. Because it says in the Chumash, nafshos without a vav. So he goes with the what? He goes with the mikra, which is nafshos, what it sounds like plural. And therefore he holds yeshem le mikra. That's where? Benny, that's where in Sanhedrin, yes? Nerves, you have a revisa of blood from two mason, they come together, and therefore what's matamo? Because you need a revisa dam. So let's say half a revisa from one corpse, half a revisa from another corpse. No problem. Rekiva says, Mistarf the matamo ball. We'll talk about Linar dam achleis a little bit tomorrow. More in Lumdis. But I want to get to Taisus Klor. What does he say in Psachim, though? Go ahead, Bepirikol Shah, read again. Let's say it over. It says in the Chumash, Lechem Oni. Ayin Nun Yud. No Vav there. What's the Mesorah? What's the Mesorah? It's a Svi, let's get it down. Lechem Oni means what? If it's kneaded with oil and honey, or milk, or wine, that's off limits. That's a rich man's bread. That's a rich man's bread. You're not Yotzik. That's the Yeshem LeMesorah. What's the Yeshem LeMikra? Lechem Sha'onim Beloved Varim Harbe. The Lechem you answer a lot about. You say Maggid over. So Rabbi Kiva makes both drushes. So you see when Rabbi Kiva says you can do both, you do both. You see Rabbi Kiva says you can do both, you do both. Halach Lamaisa. Okay? So you see Beferish Lamaisa, he's pointing out that Machlaikas is when what? When they contradict each other. But if you could say both, do both, like we find here. Rabbi Kiva Yeshem Lamikra by the Rizadam. And over there in Psachim, where they don't contradict each other, Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasara. What's the din? They can both be said. So Rabbi Kiva depicts this. Donnie, please get this, okay? Please get it in the, you got me? The example of depicting you can hold both is Rabbi Kiva, okay? Rabbi Kiva says you can hold Yeshem Lamikra by Ravi Zadam, but when I can say both, why can't I say both by Ravi Zadam? It's either one or the other. Either you require what? Ravi's from one corpse or from both corpses. You have to hold, they argue on one another. So in that case, you got to make a decision. So his decision is Yeshem Lamikra. But where you could say both, like my matzah, say both. Now I want you to get this down. Parenthetic, it's not so parenthetic. What's the Rambam's definition of matzah shira? The Rav used to say this all the time. The Rav used to say, according to the Rambam, the Rambam understand the Gemara literally. There's only four things that make a rich man's bread. Get this down. Yayin, although I'm writing on the board, but I want to get moving. Yayin, shemen, chalav, dvash. Does the Gemara says only those four things. Yayin, shemen from an olive, chalav and dvash. What about egg matzahs? According to the Rambam, the Rav said you can have egg matzahs at your Seder. We don't paskin like the Rambam. But the Rav used to always say the Rambam interpreted the Gemara literally. You could have egg matzahs at your Seder. It's still called lechemoni according to the Rambam. We don't paskin like the Rambam. We paskin like the Ramah. You're never allowed to have egg matzah. Egg matzah is only for a chola on Pesach. Never, the Seder is throughout all of Pesach, but the Rambam is a unique shita. But this is an example where what? Rabbi Kiva holds both. Because you could say both. Okay? So I want you to know that Rambam Shita, okay? Because we don't hold like the Rambam, but the Rav used to always say that, Rosh Hashanah told us. That according to the Rambam, you can have egg matzahs at your Seder. We don't hold like that. In fact, if you look in some box of matzahs, they'll quote you the Ramah in the smallest letters. Like, I can't even see the letters. It's only for a chola can eat egg matzahs. Many Ashkenazim don't even know that. Okay? Okay, first Yonatan, go ahead, and then Ariel, and then Matthew. Quick, real quick, guys, go ahead.
When we say lechem oni, then we discuss stuff over it. What does that mean?
Good kasha. Get this down as well. I'm glad he asked me that. You know, Rashi is a stunning chiddush. You know what he says? He says Magid and Halel. Magid and Halel. He says Halel. When you describe the mitzvah matzah, it's not just fressing the matzah. It's not just eating the matzah, it's speaking about the matzah. It's Magid and Halel. The Halel before Magid and the Halel after Magid. Okay, when we get to Pesach, we'll discuss that Bez Hashem. But that Rashi is a stunning Chiddush. There's a Rabbeinu Chananel in the end of Pesach and says only Chetzi Halel. But Rashi says Magid, Sha'omrim Olav Hagada, V'gomrim Olav Halel. The whole Halel.
The matzah has to be present.
Yes. The matzah should be on the table. We have that in the Sefer. Correct, Yonatan.
That's Mitzvah D'Oraisa.
Yes, Mitzvah D'Oraisa, Sipri Sisus Rayim. Yes, Ariel.
You said the Rav says that rich man's bread is
oil, shemen zayis, chalav, devash, and yayin.
Okay, so why do we have to mention chalav?
Milk
bread.
Milk, you can make milk with matzahs. That's rich man's bread, but eggs is not on the list. So that's why the Rambam interpreted the Gemara literally. We don't interpret the Gemara literally. We say you can't have anything in there. Fruit juices or anything. It's got to be only water. Yes?
Didn't we say that it's also to have dairy bread?
Yeah, okay. That's a separate halach in your day. You never can make dairy bread because why? People might eat with a corned beef sandwich. You can make it if you make it like a crazy shape. Can you have milchik bread? The Gemara says the crazy shape. Yes. Matthew, go ahead. Yes. If you know someone, yes, you should tell them. As long as they're going to listen to you. If they're not going to listen to you, let them be shogeg. Okay. Vayter b'taisvus. Let's go, Avram. Vayter b'taisvus. So we just depicted what? That if you can hold both, you hold both. Who says that? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said what? Yeshem l'mikra, when he can only hold one of the two. By combining the dam from what? From both mason. Half a revise from one corpse, half a revise from another corpse. Could be three-fourths and a fourth, too. But when I can hold both, like a lechemoni, I hold both. Vayter Yavram. Go ahead. You're doing a great job. Go ahead. Rabbi Akiva says, just like there's one luluv, there's one esrog, there's one hadas, there's one arava. Go ahead, v'darshinin. Says kapot tmarim. What's kapot tmarim? Palm branches. There's a luluv. It only says without a vav. That's what? One thing. So you see that he's Dorish Lefiyam Asiris. So what's the problem? What is this the problem with? He seems to go with the Mesorah. What do we just say? What do we say, the Marshal? Please get this down. The Marshal asks, I don't understand this line of Tysus. How did Tysus begin the Tysus? That if you're Yeshem LeMikra man, and you have a steer between Yeshem LeMikra and Yeshem LeMasorah, what do you go by? Yeshem LeMikra. What's he doing here?
There's no steer.
What do you mean? It's either one or two. Of course there's a steer. I'm saying theoretically, though, you could interpret it as being what? As being two. You theoretically could interpret it as being two. Why does he say that when you have a steer, he goes with what? Mesorah, when we just said before he goes Yeshem LeMikra. Izzy, you follow me? Come on, let's get this. That's what the Marsha asks on this line to Tysus. Tysus says, V'chein, he brings this, why is he bringing this Gemara and Luluf? Hagozo. Doesn't depict that if there's a steer, you go Yeshem LeMikra. It depicts because of the steer, you go Yeshem LeMasara. So Marsha says, what's going on? The Maharam asked, what's going on? So also to what Tysus said in the beginning. So the answer is as follows. Says the Marsha and the Maharam, based on the Tysus, Sochim, Lamed, Vobin, Abdel Maskel, Oni. You know why everyone agrees you go with the Mesorah by Luluf? Because you compare it to what? Pre-Eitz Hadar. What is Pre-Eitz Hadar? How many? One or two? Svi.
Two.
Pre-Eitz Hadar?
One.
So Kapas Tmorim is linked to Pre-Eitz Hadar. If there's one Esrog, there's got to be one Luluf. Done. That's what the Pusik means. That's what the Pusik means. Okay? So I think the way you could say it is if it wasn't for that exception, then in Ochanami you would have said like Yonatan. Then maybe you would have had two lulavim. But there's a special exception here. That's the way you have to read the Tysus. Okay? He's depicting with Rebbe Kiva. When there's a machloikis, you go Yeshem LeMikra, like you do by Rebbe Saddam. When you can say both like Matzah, you say both. And when what? And when there's a machloikis, I found a case in Shas, you follow the Mesorah, don't be bothered by that. Because that's a special exception because the lulav is linked with what? The Esrog. The Esrog has to be one, the lulav has to be one. So don't be bothered by it. That's how the Marsha and the Maharam learn up Pshat and Taisis. Okay? All right, very good. Yes, David, go ahead.
Why are we allowed to just make the jump from Esrog to Lulav? That since Esrog is one, it must be Lulav.
That's the way the Taisis says in Himsachim. Because the Pre-Eitz Hadar is the beginning of the Pasuk. The rest of the Pasuk says, follow after Pre-Eitz Hadar. Just like the Pre-Eitz was one, so do that. That's the way he wants to say Tysus. Okay? Yes, Yehuda.
Why can't you jump to the Adas and the Aravot? Then one of them is two and one is three. So then maybe we should make the jump the same way.
He does make the
different sheetahs in Tanaim, like David said. There's different sheetahs in Tanaim. Rabbi Kiva has different sheetahs, Lomais. In fact, the Gemara has Rabbi Yochanan and Broku says what? What do you do around the Mizbeach? What do you shake around the Mizbeach, the Gemara says? What do you shake around the Mizbeach? Aravos, but there's one sheet of Yochanan Broker says the Lulav. So maybe the two things for Lulav is what? Yonatan, I want you to get that down. What are the two things for Lulav? Shaking the Lulav, and number two, walking around his back with the Lulav. Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds it Yochanan Broker. You know who says like that?
Ron.
You know who says like that? Not the Ron, Lamaisa. There is a possibility to say like this. He wants a tiny. Halacha Lamaisa. He wants to say like that. The Marsha and the Maharam and Sanhedrin say maybe Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yochanan Broker. And that's what it means, that it means considered to be Kishtayim. Echel Alulav, Echel Mizbeach. Okay, that's a very big Kiddush. That's a very big Kiddush, and that's saying that Rabbi Kiva holds Lamikra. Okay, but I want you to get that shot down. Halacha L'maisa. Okay, we got that? It's possible to be Ultra Kabyokram and Broka that the Lulav are two dinim. Not more, not Yonatan two Lulavim, but there are two mitzvahs you use a Lulav for. One for shaking in every day of Sukkot, and one for what? You don't walk around with the Aravis, you walk around with the Lulav. We don't paskin like that Shita, but there is a Shita in Tanayim. And like David said, what is Rabbi Kiva Shita?
One for all of them.
You do one Arava, one Hadas. Very good. Okay. Right there now in Tysus, guys. Let's go. Go ahead. Go ahead, Avram. You're doing a great job. Okay, let's go. Every line, let's focus. Donnie, let's focus, okay? Go ahead. Read it. Weiter.
The thing
Rabbi Shimon
is Savar Hafa Yishim and Mikra. The fair comment that you can do, Shane, Gabe, the Dodova, Darish
Mikra, what's the case there, guys? What's the case? Listen up. Let's get it. You have a young girl. Father has a young girl below the age of 12 and a half. He sells her as an amivria. He sells her as a handmaid. There is a principle called Yehud that after the purchase and the sale, the man who bought her can marry her off to himself or his own son. That's called Yehud. It flows from a purchase. Okay? It flows from a purchase. It's called Yehud. Now, the Pusik says in Chumash, what does it say? The Pusik says in Chumash, Big Doba. What does the word Big Doba mean? It can mean one of two things. It can mean a baget of cloth, or it can mean baget boget, being a traitor. So it runs as follows. And this is what it means. Pusik Shad, if you hold Yesh Eim L'Masara, what does it mean? It means a cloth. So what does it mean? Matthew, if it means a cloth, Rabbi Lazar says, Yeshem l'masara. So what does it mean according to Rabbi Lazar? Once he does Yehud, the master, when he mirrors her off to himself or his son, let's say he dies, or the son dies. The girl goes back to her father, she's still under 12. Can the father resell her? No. Once there's Yehud done, the father can never resell her again. That's Yeshem l'masara. You cheat the word beged literally. Like it's spelled. It means a cloth. He spread a cloth on her, he mirrored her, like a chuppah. But there's another shita. And the other shita says it means what? You cannot sell her. The word boge means you cannot sell her ever again once you sold her once. Whether she got married or not. Whether there's yehud or not. Let's say he sold her, then the guy who bought her died, and that's it. She goes back to her father. Can her father sell her again? No. What's that interpretation? Yesh eim lemikra. What's Lamikra mean? How it sounds. Big Doba. You sound like a Benedict Arnold. A bogate. You're a traitor. A father sells off his daughter? How can a father do that? Father's supposed to rear his daughter. He sells her off like that? It's like load. You know, load. He's offering the daughters to the guys outside. He's a traitor to her. So that's Yeshem Lamikra. What's that, Shita? Once you sell her, once you can never sell her again. So the Gemara says the Reb Shimon in Kedushin on Yud Chesim Beis holds up both. He holds once there was Yehud done, you cannot sell her again. And once you sold her once, you can never sell her again, regardless of whether there was Yehud. He holds both. Reb Shimon holds both. 1 second, go ahead. What does Reb Shimon hold both? Why does Reb Shimon hold both? What does that prove, Avraham? In the flow of Tosos, guys. Excellent, Yonatan. When they're not soser one another, you can hold both. They don't soser one another. You can hold to the shita once she got married, you can't sell her again. And you can hold to the shita once you sold her, you can't sell her again. They don't contradict.
But if she hasn't been married yet, then according to one, you would not be allowed to sell her, and according to the other, you would be allowed to sell her again. So they're contradicting.
No. According to the sheet that it says, once you sold her, you can never sell again. The shiloh doesn't come up. But according to the sheet,
you can hold them both. You can hold them just in the mikra.
No. Reb Shimon holds no matter what the situation is. Reb Shimon holds once.
I
understand, but in theory, they don't contradict one another. They don't contradict one another. You can hold them both.
Before Yehud, one says.
I understand, but they're not mutually exclusive, Avram. They're not mutually exclusive. If you sold her, you can't sell her again. And also, if you sold her, Shkamer, you also can't sell her. Not mutually exclusive.
Practically speaking, in this case,
I understand, but they're not mutually exclusive, Matthew.
But
that doesn't make a difference. That they might kind of, it's Machashi Adadi. You can only hold one or the other. Revis of Dan. From both Basim or Matame or not? Same and simple.
No,
4 or 3,
what
correct.
What you're saying is, how do you know that? Like, where did you say the social is not essential, just holding Yeshayim Lemikra? Was it Yeshayim Lemikra works for both cases?
What does Yeshayim Lemikra mean?
That, no, I'm saying, if you hold the one.
You're right. Avram's made a good point. You're making a good point. But the bottom line is, he states explicitly you could do both. Okay, you're right. Everyone's making a Matthew and Avram making a good point. They're saying that, oh, it holds Yeshem Lemikra. How do you hold Yeshem Lemikra? Hold Yeshem Lemikra means that even after she got married, halacha lemaisa, you know, I'll tell you a shtick. I'll tell you a chiddush to answer your kasha. You know what? Listen to this chiddush. Does everyone hear what they're asking? They're asking good. They're asking, if you hold Yeshem Lemikra, what do we say that meant? That once Yehud is done, you can never resell her. Yes?
Okay.
Included in that is that even if you sold her once, you can never sell her again. No?
Okay.
So how are you depicting that Reb Shimon holds both? Maybe he holds Yeshem Lemikra, right? Maybe he holds Yeshem Lemikra. They're not contingent on one another. You're saying good. They're saying that if you sell her and she gets married and you can't sell her again, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that what? That if she didn't get married, I cannot sell her again. So, you know, you're not
necessarily... No, we're saying one side says even if she doesn't get married, you can't sell her again.
So you're saying it's a kol shekin if she got married.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're asking. You follow me?
Wasn't the Joshua that if her father sells her, you can never sell her again?
Right.
And then the other Joshua was if she was married to someone and that person...
But she got married from a sale. Yehud came from a sale. Remember that?
Yeah,
remember?
Not right away.
I understand, but it came from a sale. So they're saying if you can't resell her without a marriage, that also includes the fact that even if she got married, you can't sell her again. It's a good akasha what they're asking. So I'll tell you the answer to that. The answer to that is that it's possible to say that when she gets married, I could say a chiddush that I don't formulate that as a sale anymore. You understand what I'm saying? I formulate that as a marriage. It becomes like a marriage in lumdus. So all that means to say is that what? Is that once she got married, exactly, I cannot sell her. Maybe even once. I'm saying there's a you could say conceptually that I don't view it as a mechira anymore, that formed into a marriage, that morphed into a marriage. It was called a marriage. So therefore, al pidin, lemaisa, all that tells me is if she got married once, I can't sell her. You understand what I'm saying? You could have said like that. Matthew, you follow what I'm saying? That's the answer to the chiddush I want to say. Yes, Benny.
Shouldn't the status of mechira be
You're right. It's a good point. It's a good nakuda, but I'm just saying one could have conceptually said when she got married and that marriage morphed from the sale, maybe I'll label the whole thing as a marriage.
Even though
it did come from a sale, yes. We don't say like that, but I'm just saying we all like both. Okay? Very good. Excellent, guys. Let's get weiter now. Okay? Yeah, go ahead, Yuri.
Isn't there an issue with learning two rules from the same word?
No, different opinions. One opinion says it's Yeshayim Lemikra, Yeshayim Lemikra, Yeshayim Lemikra.
Right, but you were saying we learned two rules.
No, Reb Shimon is saying I learned from the spelling, and I learned from the pronunciation. The two different tracks. That's fine. Okay, we said in the Haggadata, one pus can be Motzi Kama Tomin, can have sparks of Torah. One pus can tell me in Haggadata. In Halacha, then you have that Kasha, but this is different mechanisms.
Well, wouldn't this be Halacha?
No, but this is spelling and this is pronunciation. Different mechanisms. Okay. All right, go ahead, Avram. It's kind of like two words in that sense. Go ahead, Avram. Viter now and Tyson. Let's go, guys. Miu.
Miu. Kasha de la Rabbi Akiva. Lo darish hasam ela mikra lefud. May lo darish avay yukar amishimon kina amishan et gabi lechamon.
What's the kasha, guys? Let's get it. What's the kasha? Donnie, you got it? I want you to know this Tyson is really clear. What's Tyson's kasha here? What's Tyson's kasha? Rabbi Akiva only is darish over there what? Yeshayim lo what? What does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva says, Yeshayim lo what? Yeshayim lo mikra, like Donnie said, excellent. Which means what? What does it mean? Bogate. He traded her. And therefore, once you trade her, you can't trade her again. It's a terrible thing you did. So Rabbi Akiva says, Yeshayim lo mikra over there. I don't understand. We had a general rule that I'm trying to develop, Tyson says, that if you can say both, say both. And where do we know Rabbi Akiva can say both, says both in Shas? From what?
From
Matzah. We know already he says both. So why can't he say both over there, like Reb Shimon? That you can't resell her and you can't sell her after marriage. Why does Rabbi Akiva stick to only this that situation? Rabbi Akiva only sticks to that situation. Why does he say that? Why does Rabbi Akiva say only when you marry her you can't resell her? You should say both. When you can say both, they're not mutually exclusive, like Yonatan said. It's a great kasha, no? And we already know in Shas Rabbi Akiva does both. From Matzah. As long as they're not contradictory. Okay. Excellent. Let's go. Go ahead, Avram. That's number one kasha. We got it down. Steer in Rabbi Akiva. Ariel, you got it? Go ahead, number two. How do we know Rabbi Akiva holds Yeshayim LeMikra?
That's what he said by the Sanhedrin, by the blood.
But he also, where did he say it? In Kedushin too, we just had it, right? He holds Yeshayim LeMikra. So therefore what? Meaning what? If you hold Yeshayim LeMikra, regarding our topic of Sukkah, who should you hold like? What does Reb Shimon hold? Four walls, right? Four with three and a tefach, yes? So Rabbi Akiva should be of the opinion that like Reb Shimon, that you're a what? Diris Keva man, yes? Keva, Keva, Keva. How do you know that Reb Shimon holds Diris Keva? Zayin and Beis, who says it? Abai gives you a whole list of Tanoim. On that list is Reb Shimon. He gives you a whole list of Tanoim that say Diris Keva. On that list is Reb Shimon. So if Reb Shimon holds Keva, Rabbi Akiva also should hold Keva. Anyone holds Yeshayim LeMikra? Go ahead. However, I got a problem. L'kaman b'samuch. Oh no. A suk on top of a boat? That's Keva?
Right.
Oh, so what does he say? Oh, we got a problem. From that Gemara implies Rabbi Akiva holds what? Diris Eroi. We got a stira now in Rabbi Akiva. Does he hold Diris Keva, Diris Eroi? Go ahead. Alma.
Alma, lobai
you see, you don't require three, because it's all one reasoning like it says in that Gemara, that if a sukkah needs diris eroi, then you don't need three mechitzas. Go ahead, Dereb Shimon. No, Dereb Shimon. Yeah, Dereb Shimon. Dereb Shimon v'Rabba Gamliel. Don't, it's Dereb Shimon v'Rabba Gamliel. Don't make that mistake. You follow me? It's Dereb Shimon v'Rabba Gamliel. You got it? Read the brackets, not the parentheses, yes? You got me?
Yeah.
That's the way the Bach says it, no?
Yeah, the Bach
Has it like that. Yeah, go ahead. Reb Shimon, Reb Gamliel, go ahead.
Because
they hold that a sukkah on a boat, on, a sukkah on top of a boat, it's because the old deer is Keva. Go ahead, Im Kain. So must be the Reb Akiva only holds deer is a roi, holds what? Yesh Aim? Masorah. So what's Tosa's second Kasha? Go ahead, Donnie.
He holds Mikra in our case in Misoros in the case of the Sfina.
Yes, because anyone, what's the premise of Tosis Kasha? Anyone holds a Diris Keva is what? Is Yeshem LeMikra. Excellent. Anyone holds Diris Aroi is Yeshem LeMisora. Steer in Rabbi Akiva. We got a double steer in Rabbi Akiva. Izzy, you got this? Let's go, let's go. The first one is what? What's the first steer? If Rabbi Akiva can hold both, he holds both, like my matzah. So why does he hold both by the Shivcha? Or by the Almivriya. Second kash is in Hilchos Sukkah within Rabbi Akiva. What does he hold? Dearest Keva, dearest Aroi. If you hold Yeshem LeMikra, you hold dearest Keva. You should require four, three in a Tevach. And on top of the boat should be Psula. And Rabbi Akiva says it's kosher. Stach a steer in Rabbi Akiva. Double steer. You got it? This is how you learn up the Taisisim, with the help of the Abishur. Let's go, Donnie, quick.
It's a different steer, though, because when the place where he holds both and the place where he holds one, different case, but here's the same case
because
we're talking about
Sukkah. You're right. It's a different type of kasha. Different type of kasha. Well said. It's a different type of kasha. I agree. Good horror. Very good. Okay, let's see. Yes, Benny.
Yeah, we said beforehand, we made issue with it. Not mixing here.
We're going to get to it right now. That's why I said the Pnei Yeshua quotes at Tarsus. This next line. Excellent. You're on the ball. Very, very good. Excellent, Benny. Okay, let's go. Go ahead, let's go, Avram. Tosis is quickly going to answer which kasha?
Second one.
Second one. He leaves the first one hanging. Go ahead. Miu? That's what he means, Bini. Like I said later on, what daf? Zayinim and Beis. Go ahead. Oh, when the Abaye made that list, Matthew, that all these Tanoim hold Diris Keva, Doesn't mean they all hold identical, same standard. Rebbe holds what? Arbamos bar Arbamos. Rabbi HaKadosh. What does Beis Shammai say? Rosh of Rubu Shulchano. Yes? There are different standards. But everyone holds Teva. Even Rebbe Kiva holds Keva. But on a boat, that's still considered to be Keva. So therefore, what is Tosis basically saying? That the premise in my kasha was what? Was wrong. No, it was wrong. What was his premise in his kasha? That's okay. Yesh Eim LeMikra means what? Keva. Yesh Eim LeMesorah means what? Eroi. Not true. I can hold Yesh Eim LeMikra. Halach LeMaisa. I can hold Yesh Eim LeMikra. But I have a different standard of what Keva is.
Okay, but they still hold Keva.
I understand. But Keva is what? What is Keva? Even a boat is Keva. It's not considered to be Eroi. You're right. You're absolutely right in the sense that what? In the sense that he sticks to what? He sticks to requiring Keva. You're absolutely right, Yonatan. He sticks to Keva.
He doesn't destroy the concept of
but he doesn't like the equation that if you hold what? If you hold it considered to be what? Eroi, then you hold what? That the notion of what Yonatan's saying is absolutely correct. What I was saying is wrong when I said you're wrong. I'm wrong. Did you guys ever, you guys are too young. It's Chatoy Ani Maskerim. When I was a little kid, there was a TV show called Happy Days. Right? So there was a whole show about this guy that Fonzie, he was real cool. You know, I'm cool, you know. He used to go like this all. He's a Jewish fellow. So one show, Dr. Jazigan, you'll corroborate with me. One show is about the guy could not say the word wrong. He would say, he couldn't say that it was wrong ever. Never. He never could say that it was wrong. Couldn't get out of his mouth. That's not a Bentira. Bentira, if you're wrong, you say you're wrong. In this case, I'm wrong. Yonatan is right. What I meant to say is the premise that being on a boat is considered to be a roi, that premise is wrong.
Yeah.
That's called Keva. Okay? Absolutely right. That's what Tosis is saying. So he quickly answered the second kasha. What's left, Avram? The first kasha. What did he do with the first kasha? So I found, one sec, Donnie. Get it down in your notes. I found the Ritva. Tosis doesn't answer. The Ritva in Maseches Kedushin on Daf Yud Ches answers the first kasha. Jacob. And he says like this. Amazing answer. After Mincha, I want everyone to make sure they take one of the donuts I got because I'm proud of the way you guys chazered. So I wanted to reward you with a donut. So everyone make sure they take a donut after what? After Mincha. Okay? Now listen to this Ritva. I couldn't believe this Ritva. What was the first kasha? Rebbe Kiva, when he says both, like by matzah. And by Alma Ivriya, he only said one, right? He only says Yeshem Le what? He only says Yeshem Le Mikra. What's the answer? Listen to this answer. He wants to say Rebbe Kiva is Yeshem Le Mikra man all the time. Don't give me the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim, which tried to depict that if you could say both, that's not called Yeshem Le Mesorah. Because what's the words in the Chumash? Ayin. Nun, Yud. That's not called Yeshem Lamasara. That's interpreting the pasuk literally. That's pshat. That's what the Ritva writes. That's why you can't have oil, milk, wine, or what else? Honey, which is from a date. Honey is from a date in that case. What'd you say? In other words, I want you to know something. Yad Shachatam, what's Yad Shachatam? The seven liquids are machshir of food, the Makabal Tumah. That's talking about bee honey. In the Chumash, when we talk about Eretz Yisrael being great, what is more, dates? More. Each Eretz Yisrael, that's from dates. Now you're asking me about matzah. Which honey is it referring to? It's a great kasha.
Then the Rambam,
I think it's referring to both. I think in that case it's referring to both. We've got to check it out, Avram. Matzah, when it says anything more, honey's not good, I think it's referring to both honey. But we'll check it out. The first two I know for sure are right. The third one I got to check out. Okay? One sec. Let me just get this. So how's the Ritva answering the kasha? Matthew, how's the Ritva answering the kasha? The Ritva is saying that in Pesachim doesn't show that when you hold both, you can hold both. Because that's not Eim L'Masorah. That's just a pasuk, interpreting the pasuk literally. The pasuk says Oni. If it says Oni, that's it. In Pesachim, it doesn't say, oh, that's not called a drasha, that I mean Dorish from Masorah. That's the Kroket Pashte. It's a beautiful pshat. That's how the Ritva wants to answer the kasha. Okay? See, going from the Masorah is when you're trying to medayek, oh, there's no vav there, so it means only one. Here you're just interpreting it literally. It means a poor man's bread. Don't put any other stuff in there. Done. That's not called Yeshayim L'Masorah. That's how the Ritva wants to say it. I thought it was a beautiful answer.
Lechem Oni also is poor man's bread.
I understand, but what I'm saying is the Lechem Oni...
I'm asking.
Lechem Ani, yes, poor man's bread.
No, with the vav, without the vav.
Right, but I'm saying there's no vav in the Chumash. So when you interpret it literally, what it's in the Chumash, we just say that's Pshuto Shemikra. That's not called Yeshayim L'Masorah. It means a poor man's bread. Anything with those four things is bad. Okay? Please get that down in your notes. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
I have two questions.
Yes.
Can you say that Mikra is always Pshat in the reading? Mikra is always
Pshat. No, Mikra is the sound, how I lay in Shul.
It's always Pshat.
I know Pshuto Shemikra, though, is how it's written in the Chumash, Posh Pshat. Okay, that's what he wants to say, the Ritva. When we say Yeshem Lemakor, Yeshem Lemakor, Yeshem Lemakor, there's a dispute, you know, the spelling, and how I lay in Shul. But here, this is just interpreting the Lechemoni. Okay, it's a Chiddush, but that's what the Ritva wants to say. Tysus held it was called Yeshem Lemakor. But I want you to know, when you read the Tysus, he quickly answers the second Kasha, leaves the first Kasha hanging. And we're answering the first Kasha with the Ritva. Kiva, you got it down? Binny, you got it? That's the answer. Okay. Real quick, Donnie. Yeah.
I don't really get the first answer.
You mean the answer to the second kasha?
First kasha.
You mean with the Ritva?
Yes.
The Ritva's answering, what was the kasha? When Rabbi Kiva can hold both, he'll hold both. Like we do in Pesachim. Right? So why in the case of the Amma didn't he hold both? All he held was what? He can't sell her after a marriage.
No, the question, I'm talking about the question how he holds...
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Tysus answered, that was the second kasha that Tysus asked. He answers by saying that when you say that the boat is kosher, that doesn't mean eroi. When the boat, the sukkah's on the boat, that doesn't mean eroi. It means keva. But everyone has their own standard of keva. The ones on that list that Abai says hold keva, each one holds their own standard of keva. And Rebbe Kiva still holds that's keva. He might have a more looser definition of what keva is, but he still holds keva. If he holds keva, that plugs in with Yesheim Lewat, Yesheim Lemikra, and then there's no stira. Okay? It oscillates. His list was not literal. They hold keva, but each one has their own standard. Okay. Vaita now, Avram. Doing a great job. Okay? Now Tysus brings us to the world of what? Meseches Krisis. Okay? Let's get it. Now Tysus brings us to the world of Meseches Krisis. Let's go, guys. Let's go, though. Okay? Go ahead. Avaod
Kasha.
Avaod Kasha.
Deha Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, and the Sabrigation of Mikra.
Okay, let's get this. You got a case. We say this every morning. The Shait, and you know, we're supposed to say the Mishnah Nezo Makom and Shesha Shamos. Let's get it, sweet. You got a quarter pounder on the table with an OU hamburger. Quarter pounder is from McDonald's. Unless you didn't know. You know there's a name, quarter pounder. You never heard of it? And when I was a kid, they used to always advertise as quarter pounders. So you have a quarter pounder with an OU hamburger on the desk. I ate one of them, God forbid. I don't know which one I ate. So there's some, Corbin called it Usham Tolui. I want you to get this down. The Rama says an Usham Talui is more expensive than a Korban Chatas. What's a Korban Chatas? There was a piece of meat on the desk that was a piece of ham or a quarter pounder. I ate it by mistake. I didn't think it was Asar or Shogeg. What do you chayv a Shogeg? Chatas. What do you chayv if you do a Suffolk Avera? Usham Talui. What's more expensive? Usham Tolui. You know why? Get this down. The Ramah writes in Nichus Yom Kippur because people always rationalize. Oh, maybe I don't have to do tshuva. Maybe I didn't do an Avera. Maybe I did an Avera. No way, says Hashem. The Usham Tolui is more of a responsibility. It costs more money than a Chatas. Because people have rationalized and say, oh, there's a 50% chance I didn't do an Avera. Forget about it. You ain't in such a situation. A terrible thing. Usham Tolui. So what do you have here? You have a Chaticha Shel Chulin and a Chaticha Shel Korbanos. Can't eat the Korban. First guy eats the first burger. Second guy eats the second burger. What is the sheet of Rabbi Kiva? Each guy brings a what? Each guy brings an Usham Tolui. Each guy brings an Usham Tolui. What does Rabbi Kiva say? No. Please get look. Rabbi Shimon says each one. No, not each one. They bring a Korban Shutvis of an Usham. Not an Usham Tolui. A full-fledged Usham. But they do a partnership. What's the partnership? We make it tonight. If I did it, then what? Then it'll be for me. And if someone else did it, if Shimon did it, then it'll be for Shimon. But they both agree. 1 second, Ariel. They both agree, Izzy, that you get a what? What do they both agree? Let's focus. What do they both agree? That you're chayv a what? You're chayv a korban. You're chayv a korban. Everyone says you're chayv a korban. The chayn, go ahead. Chayn zu gabi what? Chaylev? What's chaylev? Non-kosher fat, you're chayv kars for eating chaylev. Chaylev and dam and chametz are the only three things you're chayv kars for eating in halacha. Chaylev, dam, and chametz on Pesach. Yes, that's true. That's an isser on the zman, though. But I'm not talking about type of food, though, itself. Okay? Go ahead. Tam chelev chametz bepesach. Correct. You're right. Food on Yom Kippur you could add on to. Alma? What does that mean? That means we do not require chatich mishtei chatichas. Why does that mean we don't require chatich mishtei chatichas? Guys, let's get it. When the first guy eats the hamburger, how much meat is left? One piece is left. When the second guy eats it, is there two chatichas there? No. If the guidelines for Ashram Talwi and Korban Ashram are you need one from two, the second guy doesn't have that. If the second guy doesn't have it, why is it chayiv? Must be the Reb Shimon and Reb Akiva do not require what?
Two.
One from two. Correct. And what does that stem from? Mitzvos without a double vav, which is Yesheim. Lemesora again, Reb Akiva, Reb Shimon, who also Yesheim lemikra, dachastire. Another stereotypes asks, "Is you got it? Read it inside. Go ahead, Viter. Alma, we see lo beinin. Suffek achol. The name of a perik increases." Oh, Yesheim lemikra. You require two things, plural, two pieces. Umanda what?
Umanda mechayev salvar. Yesheim lemesores.
Mitzvos ksiv. Mitzvos ksiv. Without what? It's a Yesheim lemesora. Without a double vav. And therefore what? You chayev him with one piece. You don't need one from two, David. All you need is one. That's Yesheim lemesora. We have a spirit of Akiva now. This is a third kasha we're asking. Tosafot says, the second one we quickly answer. But the first one hung up there, we answer with the Ritva. Now he asks a third kasha. Donnie, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kasha of Tosafot. Now he says what? And what do we said many times in Tosafot? Tosafot many times will bring up what's called an Ein Lomar or Ein Lefaresh. What does that mean? A proposed plan to give an answer? And what's the key word you got to look for? The letter Dalet. Excellent, Marty. The did. You got to look for where's the did to tell me why it's wrong. Whenever you have an Ein Lomar, Ein Lefaresh, you got to look for the letter Dalet. Where? Why it's wrong. He's going to give a proposed answer. He's going to tell you why it's wrong. Go ahead, Avram.
The Ein Lefaresh, Ahi, Dedam, Shvita, Dishtei, Hatilchos, Gedolos, Sha'achal, Zu, Mizucha, Kizayis, Vizem, Mizu, Kizayis, Veletravai, Yoshtei, Mitzvot.
Oh, what does he say? I'll give you, he says like this. Maybe Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon are talking about the following case. You got two gigantic steaks, like 80-pound steaks. One here and one here. So the first guy eats some of the steak. But when the second guy eats the other steak, there's still some of the first steak there. So maybe they do hold you need one of two. Donnie, you follow me? Maybe they do hold you need one of two. Maybe the case over there is what? That you're talking about two gigantic pieces. And therefore they still require one of two. And how would that answer the kasha? Because then they're holding Yesheim le what? Yesheim le mikra. Oh!
I don't get that. I don't really get that.
Maybe when Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon say you're chayiv over there, you're talking about your two gigantic steaks. So when the second guy eats his steak over here, the first steak was not completely eaten. So there's still stuff over here. So when he eats, it's still fulfilling the notion of one of two. So maybe they hold of one of two. See, we thought originally it was just one. Maybe I could tell you the case is one of two. Benny, you got me? That's what he's saying. It would be a good answer, maybe. And therefore, that will put you back in the Yesheim LeMikra. Tosafot is ridiculous. Where's the Dalet Avram? Go ahead, next line. Underline that Dalet 90 times. Al Korcha. Whenever you have Ein Lafarsh and Ein Lamar in Shas, every single Rishon Taisus, you always got to find the doubt. Ein Lafarsh proposal, and did it. Because of this, you can't say the proposal.
How do you know which doubt?
You got to work. You got to work. Go ahead. What does he say, Dal Korcha? What shall he mean? And, excellent Ariel, I'll prove it to you, Rabbi Kiva Shimon, don't hold, you require one of two. Why? Ube Gemara? Because there's a third opinion over there. Rabbi Yossi. Ube Gemara Gabi Rabbi Yossi, a third Tana. Go ahead. Read again. Ube Gemara Gabi? Oh, the Gemara writes explicitly increases. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Halacha Lamaisi, he says an amazing thing. The two guys bring an Ashram Talui. Two guys bring an Ashram Talui. Two guys bring an Ashram Talui. That was the opinion of who? That was Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said they do bring one Ashram as a partnership. But Rabbi Akiva said he's got to bring an Ashram Talui. What is Rabbi Yossi adding? They're the same opinion as you. What's a nafkamina? Whether you require one of two. Rabbi Yossi requires one of two. You always got to have two pieces there in order to be chayv an Ashram Talui. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon do not. So the Gemara says explicitly increases that they do not require one of two. If they do not require one of two, that is Yesh Eim Lewat, Lemesorah. That flies against what we said by us, Yesh Eim Lemikra. Back to the Stira.
That reinforces the question.
Yes. This is striking down the proposal. This was the Dalit. The Eim Lefarsh was a proposal of an answer, and he's striking it down. David, you got that? Oh, Viter now. And he doesn't give up, Tysus. You never give up, says the Chafetz Chaim. You never give up. That's what you see from the wells. He never gave up. Yitzchak, he keeps doing the wells. Schwitzen. They stop it up. He doesn't care. Weiter. Keep digging. Tysus doesn't give up. Another proposal. Go ahead, Avram. The Ein what?
The Ein Lomar.
Another Ein Lomar. Unbelievable. He doesn't give up. Go ahead.
They came on the Habu Lechakula, Shnaim Chashu Mitzvos, Mishum the Ikava.
Now, guys, ask me, what does the word lechachila mean here? Usually we've all learned the whole year, lechachila, b'dyevin. It doesn't mean that here. I'm glad you guys asked me that. What does lechachila mean here? Lechachila means, you know what? Okay, they're regular two pieces, not gigantic steaks. They're two pieces. But maybe since there was originally, here lechachila means originally, there was a steak here that was usser. It was a quarter pound or whatever it was. What's that type of sirloin that's usser? That's the Gira Nasha? Filet mignon, excellent, Matthew. You have a filet mignon, which is usser, and you have another piece. Small pieces. Maybe because the filet mignon was here in the beginning, even though the first guy eats the whole thing up, and when the second guy comes to eat, there's only one piece, but since it was already there, that's called ikpa isura. What does the word ikpa mean? From the word kavua. It was established there. It was there. So maybe you'll say, since it was there already, what? What's the din? Maybe that requires the notion of what? Maybe that's the notion of what? What? Simi. What does that show? Then maybe it'll fulfill the role of what? One of two. We don't give up. Tosh says maybe they hold one of two. Why one of two? It's not here, but it was there originally. Maybe if it's there originally, that fulfills that role. And therefore they require one of two, and that's Yeshem Lewat. Lemikra, like their standard opinion. That would be another answer. So that's why I say it's another proposal. You follow me? Go ahead. Why does he say that?
The Har of Nachman.
Where's the Dalit here? Where's the Dalit, Avram?
Daha.
Underline that 90 times, that Dalit. Daha. That's the striking down of the second proposal. Go ahead, Daha.
The Har of Nachman. Kudika Amar Hathi Gresh Perik Zapik Athal.
Rav Nachman is the one who says Ikbi Sura, who says that it was there originally, it counts as a one of two. But who are we working with? Go ahead, Aval, what? Beautiful. But Rabbi who's the one? Who's the Amor that sends us to Yeshem Lemikra? Yeshem, it's Rabbah. Rabbah doesn't hold Lace Lake Klau. What Klau? What does he not hold of? He doesn't hold of Ikbi Sura. So since he doesn't hold of Ikbi Sura, Rabbah says that they, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, Matthew, do not require one of two, meaning they work with Yeshem LeMesorah. That flies in the face of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, Yasol, Yeshem LeMikra. So he just struck Kinemuchach what?
Kinemuchach.
Excellent. Kenemucha chasim. Very good. So we've asked three kashas. Tosfos has asked the second one in the middle. He answered the third one. Lemais, remember he asked three kashas. Second one he answered himself, right? First one we answered with the Ritva, and the third one now Tosfos asks the Stira, and he tried to give two proposals to the third kasha, and he struck them both down. You got the structure? He's asking a third kasha from the Gemara. Krisis opens up the whole world besides Krisis. He gave two proposals to the kasha. He struck them all down. And what's that third kasha, Kiva? Again, Rabbi Kiva holds by Yeshayim, but when it comes to different pieces, you don't need one and two. One on its own is good, because that stems from Yeshayim and Masora. You got me? Okay. Go ahead. And then he tops it all off with a fourth and a fifth kasha. And he leaves it as a kasha. Go ahead, Avram. Let's go. V'od. What's the Amrin and Hacha mean? One of the Bayis Amos. I think it was the, was it the third one or the fourth one? Which permutation was everyone holds Yeshayim LeMesorah? It was the third one. The third one. The third Bayis Amos. If everyone holds Yeshayim LeMesorah, go ahead. Go ahead. V'od kasha again. V'od. Oh, what's the din over there? I want you to get this. What does Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon says bias echad is referring to what? That the korban pes has to be eaten in one chabura. You can't eat it in two different groups. The meat's got to be eaten in one group. It says bias echad yochal. It's talking about the gufo shel pesach. You eat it in one house with one chabura. That's Reb Shimon. What does Reb Yudah say? That even one chabura cannot eat the pesach in two places. Because he says yesh eim l'mesorah. That it's going on the yochal is going on the eater, that he should eat it in one place. So if in our Gemara everyone holds Yeshayim LeMesora, how can the Gemara say according to Rabbi Kiva? According to our Gemara, everyone holds Yeshayim Le what? Yeshayim LeMesora. What does the Gemara over there hold? According to Rabbi Shimon, he holds Yeshayim LeMesora. I'm sorry, he holds Yeshayim LeMikra, right over there. He holds Yeshayim LeMikra. Okay, we got that shot. Reb Shimon says it's talking about Yeshayim LeMikra. Bias Echad Yochal. What does Yochal mean? Eat it in one Chabura, not two. So there Reb Shimon says it's talking about Yeshayim LeMikra. And our Gemara said according to one permutation, Yeshayim LeMesorah. That's the fourth Kasha. And lastly, number five, the Ode. We learn this. We learn this on Testament base. Asuka Tach Asuka, Zekshera Psula. It's psula. What is that based on? The Mesorah. Sukkos, without a vav. One sukkah, not two. And we don't see Yeshayim LeMikra. What would be the conclusion of Yod Yeshayim LeMikra? That a sukkah takasukkah would be what? Would be ksheira. No one holds like that. No one holds like that. And he leaves that as a kasha. Those are the five kashas of Tosfos. Let's say I'm outside. Marty, let's get him down. What are the five kashas of Tosfos? Number one, Rabbi Kiva, when he holds both, when he can do both, holds both. Oh yeah? We know that from Matzah. So why by Kedushin, by the Amivri, doesn't he hold both? Number one, Kasha. What's number two, Kasha? If you hold Diris Keva, then what? Let's get these down. If you hold Diris Keva, again, I'm going to write them as a short note. Let's get it. Five Kashas. One, Rabbi Kiva, Matzah says you can do both. What do you do with the Gemara Kedushin? I'm writing them as highlights. You got that? You understand that? Matzah shows he holds both. If he can do both, Kedushin, then he should have done both. He only did one. What's the second kasha? What's the second kasha? If you hold what? You hold Keva, then you hold what? Yesh what? If you hold Keva, you hold Aim. You hold Aim LeMikra, correct, Yonatan, very good. And he says, Sfina is Kshera, which at first glance we thought was what? Shows that right. Third Kasha. How do we answer the second Kasha very quickly, Tosfos? He says it doesn't mean that it's what? It still means Kev. Exactly, it still means Kev. It doesn't mean it right. What was the third Kasha? Third Kasha is what? From the Chatichos. Chatichos, Lo Tzarich, Echad Mi what? Lo tzarich echa mishnayim. What does that show? That shows Mesorah. Yesh eim u'mesorah, correct? That's against what he holds here. He holds yesh eim u'mesorah. Fourth kasha. What's the fourth kasha? What's the fourth kasha? According to what? The permutation in the Gemara of Ibai Seme holds yesh eim u'mesorah. In Psachim he holds what? In Psachim he holds yesh eim u'what? Yesh eim u'mikra. In Psachim. Agabi the Korban Pesach. So it's a kasha on that permutation. And what's number five? Sukkah tachasukkah. What does Tukkah tachasukkah show? Mesorah. Yesh eim u'mesorah. But I thought you hold yesh eim u'mikra. No net says sukkah tachasukkah sheira. But that's what yesh eim u'mikra would say. Sukkos. Then you should have multiple sukkahs. One on top of another should be sheira. No one says that's sheira. Five kashas at Tysus. Okay? Now, I want to get the following. Let's get it, Ben. Let's get this down. Please get it. The Marsha says, our Tosis leaves this as a kasha. The last kasha he left is a kasha. Please get it down. Yes. The Marsha says the last one is left as a kasha, but I want you to know something. If you look at Tosis and Daf Tesim and Aleph, Dimaska Basukas, he says the following. Tosis gives an answer. And he says that even if you hold Yesh Eim Lemikra, Lo Lechinim Nechtav HaMesorah. What does that mean? That line of Tosis and Tesim and Aleph. Tosis and Tesim and Aleph, Dimaska Basukas writes, even according to Manam Yesh Eim Lemikra, we're Moda, the Lo Lechinim Nechtav HaMesorah. The Mesorah is written for a reason. What does he mean? Says the Archel Nir Pshat and Tosis and Tesim and Aleph and Sukkah. Please get it. Says an amazing thing. He says like this. He says, when they don't contradict one another, you say both. When they contradict one another, if you're a Yesh Eim LeMikra man, you go with the Mikra. Here, they contradict each other. Why do they contradict each other? Sukkah tachasukkah. Is it Kshera or is it Tzula? Isn't that mutually exclusive? He says, what's going on here? So he says like this. If you look later on in Tosfos, they're really not contradicting one another. Please get it. The Pusuk is talking about the walls. Mikra is the walls. That you need three walls according to the Rabbanan, four according to Reb Shimon. Everyone holds Lamaisa that we're talking about Yesh Eim LeMikra because we're talking about the walls. Once you've decided on that topic regarding Yesh Eim LeMikra, then you can have the Mesorah come into play and say, I'm talking about a different topic called Sukkah Takasukkah. If you're dealing with different topics, then I can talk about both. If I'm dealing with different topics, Matthew, I can talk about both. The Mechitzas is one topic. That's Yesh Eim LeMikra. Do I hold three or do I hold four? Right? That's a Machloikis. But the topic at hand is talking about the Mechitzas. And if it's talking about the Mechitzas, we're darshan the Mikra leaning the Mechitzas. And therefore what? It's a different topic, but the Mesorah can tell me Sukkah Tachasukkah. So what Tosis means later on, Ariel, get this down on Tesim Beis. If we're talking about two different topics, it's fine. So Yesh Eim LeMikra tells me what? What does it tell me, Ariel? The walls. According to the Rabbanan, you need what? Three walls. According to Reb Shimon, four walls. Yes? Yeah? That's a certain topic. That's a separate topic. That's called Yesh Eim LeMikra. You want to tell me Sukkah Tachasukkah? That's Yesh Eim LeMesorah. Even if I'm a Yesh Eim LeMikra man, I can say Yesh Eim LeMesorah. That's how Tosis on Tesim Beis answers the fifth kasha. But our Tosis doesn't buy that. Our Tosis doesn't buy it. Why not? Because our Tosis asked. What did our Tosis ask? Why do you go bust to the Mesorah and it doesn't answer that? What's the problem? We talk about Mechitzas. What was Tosis kasha? Tosis didn't give that answer, did he? Why does our Tosis not give that answer? Because our Tosis is asking, according to the other Terutzim in the Gemara, that both Reb Shimon and the Rabbanah hold Yesh Eim LeMesorah. If they both hold Yesh Eim LeMesorah, then what should be your conclusion? If they both hold Yesh Eim LeMesorah, one of the Ibai Seim is in our Gemara, that's one topic of the Mechitzas, the other topic of Sukkah Tachasukkah, what should be your conclusion? That it's Kshera. And that's why Tosis leaves it as a Kasha. That's why Tosis leaves the kasha, because the truth of the matter is, you should say sukkah tachas sukkah ksheira. Because Yeshem Lamasora says everyone deals with how many mechitzas you need. That's one topic. The other topic, everyone should say it's fine. And therefore, if it's a mikra, what's it then? Basukos. Sukkah tachas sukkah is what? Should be ksheira. And no one in their right mind, guys, ever says a sukkah on top of a sukkah is ksheira. No way. There's no way the bottom sukkah is ever kosher. So that's why Tosfos Lamaisa by us does not answer the kasha, but Tosfos Daf Tes answers the kasha. Matthew, you follow me? Tosfos Jacob, you got me? That's how Tosfos Daf Tes base answers the kasha. He answers the kasha beautifully. That's the Chiddush. Yes, Avra. The answer is that our Gemara deals with how many walls you need. Sukkah tacha sukkah is a different topic. So it's possible to suggest that our Gemara is devoted to Yeshem LeMikra. One of the permutations, I think the second was Yeshem LeMikra, yes? Everyone might hold Yeshem LeMikra. How many walls do you need? Machloikis, four or three, yes? The sugya later on is lets Mesora take over. Because we're talking about two different topics. If you talk about two different topics, then I'll let the Mesora take over. And everyone will be Sukkah Tacha Sukkah's Psula. That's what the Aruch Lanier says, Tosis says in Testament Aleph. Yeah, but I'm saying what the Marsha's, the Marsha says, like, this the Marsha brings out this kasha. And he says, look at Toysen Daf Tesem Avdi Maskel Basukas, and the Aruch Lanier's Maz been the answer. But what we're ending up saying is that why did our own very own Tosos leave it as a kasha? Because our very own Tosos was asking according to the other Ibayas Amos. The other Ibayas Amos held what? That everyone held Yeshem Lemesora, which I think was what? The third permutation. Our Tosos was asking, even according to the other Ibayas Amos. Everyone holds Yeshem Lemesora. How many walls do you need? Three or four. That's Yeshem Lemesora. But the topic of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah can be what? Dealt with, and you can hold Yeshem LeMikra. And therefore, what will your result be? That a Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, you hold Yeshem LeMikra, is Ksheira. And no one in their right mind holds like that. That's why Tosos leaves it as a kasha. Because the topic here is different. It's Mechitzas. And we're going like the Ibayas Amos that holds Yeshem LeWhat? LeMesora. So they're arguing within the Yeshem LeMesora. Do you hold four? Do you hold three? But the topic over there is a different topic. So I can hold Yeshem LeMikra over there. And if I hold Yeshem LeMikra on Tesamez, what's my result going to be? That it should be Ksheira. And no one says that. No posik ever in the right mind says Sukkah Tachas Sukkah Ksheira. So therefore he leaves it as a kasha. And that makes a lot of sense, guys. If you're dealing with two different topics, then there is no problem in saying, oh, here I'll hold Yeshem LeMesora, and over there I'll hold Yeshem LeMikra. That's what Tosis seems to be saying, Halacha Lamaisa, that if you're dealing with two different topics, that's what means L'mikra Machashi HaDodi. If I'm dealing with two different topics, I can utilize in one topic Yeshem LeMesora, and another topic Yeshem LeMikra. That's not nuts, no. If they're different topics, why not? Why do you have to be plugged in? I'm always a Yeshem LeMikra man, no matter what. I'm always a Yeshem LeMesora. Within one topic, you got to make your decision, Izzy. You follow me? Within one topic, you got to make your decision. Within two topics, why do I have to stick with it? Yes, go ahead, Yud.
So then the whole Tosfos, all the questions of Rabbi Akiva, they would all this would answer them all, though.
No, they wouldn't. Would not answer. Only answer the fifth kasha.
Or wouldn't answer all of them?
How would it answer all of them? Wouldn't answer all of them.
Would this work?
No, it wouldn't answer
all. We shouldn't be able to ask on each other because they're all separate.
No, things. but what we're saying is that Rabbi Akiva in general, if you could hold the both. So why in Kiddushin does it not hold both? That was a general message. That kasha sticks. The only one that we're answering is the fifth. All the other ones stick.
Well, we would say that we don't have to apply them everywhere because we could say each case is separate.
I understand, but he had a general rule that if you can apply both, apply both. Right. So why in Kiddushin doesn't he apply both? Okay? Yes, Bin, you had a kasha before?
Yeah, clarification.
Yes. Yes. In other words, one of the guidelines for the requirement to bring an Ushim Talui is you need to have two pieces of meat in front of you, and you eat one of two. Some Tanoim require that. Rabbi Akiva and Shimon do not require that. Only if you have one piece of meat, that's alone enough to mechayev an Ushim Talui. You don't have to have a scenario of one of two. One alone enough is enough. So you have two pieces of meat. One guy ate the first one, the second guy ate the second one. But when the second guy ate the second one, the first one was already eaten, so he had one. That's fine. Because they interpret Yeshem LeMesora, it says mitzvahs without a vav. It's a machloikis on what the guidelines of Ushim Talui are. You follow what I'm saying? They both agree, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon, Yerchayev. There's a slight difference. Rabbi Kiva says each guy is an Asham Talui. Rabbi Shimon says they shear in a Shutlis accord with Asham Kavua, not a Talui. But they're both saying Yerchayev Krabonis. And you can't say it's based on Ikbisur. What did Ikbisur mean? That even if it was eaten up, Bini, but as long as I started with two, that's alone enough. That's only Rav Nachman. We're working within Rabbah. Rab is the one who says Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemisora. Okay? This is the shtickle guys in the Tysus. Okay? Now, what we have to see tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, okay? Now, Wednesday we have early shir. What time do you want to have shir? 11 or 10:30? 10:30? Yeah? Better 10:30? Okay, 10:30, then we'll have 10:30 shir. To 11:45. You don't want to daven mincha? Yeah? You don't want to daven mincha right after? I'd rather daven mincha. No? What time is mincha? Well, how about 10:50? And then we can daven mincha at 12:05. Okay, let's do that, okay? 10:50 we'll have shir, and then we'll daven mincha at 12:05. I think it's the zman of 12:05 then, okay? All right, well, we have to get to tomorrow. I want you to get... Yeah, Bezrat Hashem will have. Bezrat Hashem, I hope so. Everyone should try to come. I know guys who had planes, I don't know why they did this Tuesday night. Why they make Wednesday? Never did that ever before, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, a lot of the Rebbeim were upset about it. Why? The guys are going home. Okay, but listen, let's one last Nakuda. Tomorrow what we have to see is the next Taisvis, and we have to see if there's a Shevet Alevi, tremendous Kiddush of Shevet Alevi in this Kiddush. Okay, and also on Wednesday I think we'll talk about, you know, the validity of observing Thanksgiving. Maybe we'll also do some Minyan Hanukkah too as well. We'll see what we'll see on Wednesday. But I want you to get this din tomorrow, the word Elohim. Elohim means Eibishter. But sometimes it means Bezdin. Sometimes it means Bezdin. So that's what we have to see tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, let's stop here with that mincha. Guys, don't forget the day of donut. Okay, guys who are not... Remember what I said about mincha. Try your best.